Gus Kowaleski has lived next door to the Ripkins here in Aberdeen since 1975. He spoke to Vi Ripken this morning, and she described her ordeal.
She said she went to go in the garage, and he was waiting for her in there, had a gun and a mask and gloves on. She couldn't recognize him, who he was, and tied her up and put a mask on her. He was going to do something else first, and then told her to get in the car. He wanted her in her car.
In her car.
In her car, yeah. Wanted her car and money and her to go with him, and that's what happened.
Gus says Vi told her that the man continued to talk to her throughout the ordeal. She also said the suspect offered her cigarettes and also demanded money through the trip. He also described an incident last night in Essex where a witness spotted the car, and the man said that Vi Ripken was his mother and he was taking her to the hospital. The man then fled the scene. Gus's reaction to this whole ordeal?
I'm very, very distraught about the whole thing. I hope they get that guy, you know, I mean, because I think he has another agenda. He's still around someplace, you know, and I mean, I think he followed her and knew and watched her, because why would he do that, go in the garage and wait there for her?
In Aberdeen, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.